Hare Krishna. Our greatest power is not the power we have over others, but the power we have over ourselves. In today's world, there is an enormous craze for power. Of course, the obsession with power has always been there, but often the sheer amount of politics and machinations that happen in order for people to grab power, they are enormous, and they are also in the public media. And often, people define power in terms of how many people they can control. So, for example, there's a head of state, there is a business manager, there is a CEO. These are people who are said to have a lot of power. And yes, how much we can control others is one definition of power. But this definition does not define our happiness as much as another definition of power. That definition is, power is the power which we have over ourselves. By making people do what we want them to do, we will get a sense of power. But that alone will not bring satisfaction. Why not? Because we will always have certain emotions, certain desires, which will stay dissatisfied. We will always have some people over whom we will not have power. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a story of the demon king Hiranyakashipu, who had power over practically the whole universe. And yet he was dissatisfied. His own son would not respect him as God the way he wanted him to. And the Bhagavatam says, because his senses were uncontrolled, they were always looking at that which he did not have. And that kept him dissatisfied. So, the Bhagavad Gita talks in the 16th chapter about how the ungodly, in order to gain pleasure and power, in order to gain pleasure and to gain power so that they can gain pleasure, they often cast aside morality. In the 16th chapter, verses 13, 14, 15, Krishna says, Idam adhyamaya labdham imam prapse manoratham idam asti idam api me bhavishyati punardhanam asaumaya hatah shatrur hanishye chaparanapi ishvaro aham aham bhogi siddho aham balvan sukhi ardhyo abhijanvan asmi konyosti sadrusho maya yakshe dasyam modishya ityagyana vimohitaha. Krishna says that these people ungodly think, I've got this much wealth and I'll get this much more. I've eliminated this enemy, I'll eliminate that one. But in spite of it all, even if they become the numero uno, still itya jnana vimohitaha, they're deluded by ignorance. They can never be satisfied. So if you want to be satisfied, what we need is not so much control over others as we need control over ourselves, our own desires, our own emotions, our own mind and senses. In the 5th chapter, 23rd verse, Krishna tells, what is it that will make us happy? Shaknoti haiva yah sodhu. Prak sharir vimokshanat kama krodhod bhavam vegam sayuktah se sukhi naraha. This is Arjuna, if it's possible for you. This is a way of stimulating a spirit of challenge in a warrior. Heroes want to do that which is difficult to do. Krishna is challenging him. If it is possible for you to do what? To subdue the power of desire and anger. Then you will stay spiritually connected. Sayuktah se sukhi naraha. So some of us may have much power over others. Some of us may not have so much power over others. And sometimes we may feel that we are deprived because we don't have that much power over others. But if you recognize the power that will bring real contentment, that is the power we have over ourselves. And the door to acquiring that power is open for every one of us. The Bhagavad Gita opens the door for us by giving us the spiritual wisdom of bhakti. By bhakti, we connect with the Lord within our heart. And He empowers us to control ourselves, to purify ourselves, to connect ourselves with Him, and thereby find lasting happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.